Hello?
Hello, Nola?
Yes?
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about Fresno County. Are you...
Okay, slow down. I can't understand the thing you're saying.
Oh, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. This is, I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're calling because we're conducting an opinion poll about the big issues from Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your name, you're Nola Ortiz, right?
Correct.
Thank you. On March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you think
almost certain?
Almost certain. In the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost starting to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote for those offices?
Almost certain.
Thank you. May I ask you what year you were born, or you prefer not to say?
I was born in 1953.
1953, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino heritage?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white Caucasian or African-American black or Asian or Pacific Islander or multiracial?
White.
Or white. Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you think things have gotten off track on the wrong direction?
That one I'm not certain about. So no opinion.
Okay. No opinion with it. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which is the one, the only one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Would you say it's housing affordability? Would you say it's public infrastructure like roads and bridges? Would you say inflation and cost of living? Would you say jobs and wages? Would you say water policy? Would you say parental rights in education? Would you say homelessness? Or would you say public safety and crime?
Affordable housing.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a few names, six of them, of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as you may say very favorable, you may say somewhat favorable, you may say somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or you have never heard about the person, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
Okay.
Have you heard about Gary Butterfield?
No.
Don't know. Okay. Have you heard about Paul Dictos?
Yes.
And do you have, what are your feelings towards him? Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
I don't have any at this point.
No opinion. Okay.
I haven't read up on the current politicians.
Okay, sure. No problem. I have an option for that too. Have you heard about Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
And do you have an opinion about him?
No.
Have you heard about Steve Brando?
No.
Okay, and you haven't heard about him?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, I know you've heard about the last two, so I'm just going to ask you. What are your opinions about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Very favorable, thank you. What are your opinions about Donald Trump?
You do not want to hear my opinion about Donald Trump.
Limited to the options.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you so much. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Bryce Herrera.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I just moved, so I think I'm in another district now.
Oh. So you're not in Fresno anymore?
No, I'm still in Fresno.
Oh, but these are the ones for Fresno.
For the all of Fresno?
It's what it says right here. Limited to the information that I got, like thinking about the primary election for Fresno County. Yeah, it's what
okay.
It says. Yeah.
All right, go ahead then.
Okay, Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Bryce Herrera, Diane Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, and Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder. For whom would you vote?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. This is very similar, but it's just a little bit different. Okay, let me read it for you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate you would lean, not definitely vote, just lean, who would you pick? Will be Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Bryce Herrera, Diane Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, or Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as County Supervisor? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's just fair, or would you say it's poor?
I haven't done any research on it lately, so I don't know.
Okay, no problem. I have an option for that. Okay, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Would you say excellent, good, just fair?
Same thing?
Okay, no problem. Okay, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate, not specifying the name. For example,
okay.
Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
I wouldn't discriminate because of age. So I'd be just as likely to vote for him as for someone younger.
I see. So would you feel comfortable picking into the options that says much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would you prefer to say none of them?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay. The next one says...
Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The next one says, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Much less likely. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
I'd be somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Hmm.
I don't really know on that one.
Okay, no problem. I have an option for that. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Now, that depends, because sometimes taxes need to be raised and sometimes they don't.
Okay.
So I'd be middle of the road.
Would you feel comfortable picking one of the options, like much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
That's another one where it depends.
I see. And would you feel comfortable picking one of the options?
No.
Okay. The next one says, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
That's another one where I'm all for more affordable housing. However, the research needs to be done on where it should be, and a lot of other factors go into it. So you can't just say yes or no.
I see. So would you feel comfortable picking one of the options, or would you prefer to say that you don't know?
No, I won't pick an option.
I see. Okay. So the last one of these section says, would you feel more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is a Democrat?
More likely.
Would you say somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay, next I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for that candidate, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first one says, Steve Brandeau currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, just limit it to that information, would you say there is a good chance? Would you say it's a fair chance? Would you say it's a small chance? Or would you say there's no chance you will vote for Steve Brandeau for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Fair chance. Thank you. The next one says, Gary Redefell currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Redefell will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are limited, are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, there is a fair chance, there is a small chance, or if there's no chance, you will vote for Gary Redefell for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Fair chance. Thank you. The other one says, Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficiency and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Fair chance. Thank you. Okay. The next question is kind of similar to the one I asked you before. Please let me know if there is any change in your answer. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brundell, County Supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bourdais, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and City Council member, and Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, for whom would you vote? Steve Brundell, County Supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bourdais, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and City Council member, or Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder?
I don't know at this point.
Thank you. And like I asked before, this is similar, but it's a little bit different. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate you will lean to vote, would you say Steve Brundell, County Supervisor and Businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bourdais, Carrie Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, or Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder?
I don't know.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Would you call yourself as a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I don't know. I don't vote straight party lines, if that's what you're asking.
No. It's how you consider yourself. That's what we're asking. Like, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I guess a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal? Would you say you are moderate? Or would you say you are conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed high school and I had some college.
Some college. Thank you. And do you currently own, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent.
Rent. Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a nice night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.